This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Russia destroyed homes in the southeast and knocked out power in many areas with new volley of missiles on Monday. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Thousands of civilians sought safety and warmth in the capital's underground metro. One woman said she thought the missile attacks, which knocked out power in many areas again, were purposely timed because of the cold.
I hope there will be no massive destruction, but they waited until the temperature got to -5, -6 degrees Celsius, until it got cold.
Russia on Monday said it too saw destruction, claiming that three of its military personnel were killed in Ukrainian drone attacks on two Russian air bases, hundreds of miles from the front lines in Ukraine. Ukraine did not directly claim responsibility.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday drove a Mercedes across the Crimean Bridge linking southern Russia to the annexed Crimean Peninsula. Less than 2 months since an explosion tore through one of the Kremlin's chief's showcase infrastructure projects. The 12-mile road and rail bridge, which was personally opened by Putin in 2018, was bombed on October 8th in an attack Russia said was carried out by Ukraine. Ukraine never claimed responsibility for the explosion that happened the day after Putin's 70th birthday. Democratic Republic of Congo's government on Monday said 272 civilians were killed in a massacre in an eastern town last week, raising the death toll from a previous estimate of 50. Congo's government has blamed the massacre on the M23 rebel group, which has denied responsibility. Find more on these stories at VOA News.